Every June, our church family celebrates Flower Communion because of a special man, Norbert Chopik, who is a minister of a Unitarian church in Czechoslovakia, which is one of the first places there was Unitarian churches. In June in Czechoslovakia, there are huge fields of wildflowers, red flowers and purple flowers and yellow flowers, and they're all different shapes and sizes. All of these colors and shapes of flowers live in the same field, and they bob in the same wind. They're visited by the same bees. This reminded Norbert of all the different people in his congregation. They were all so different. Some were very tall, and some were very short. Some thought being kind to the earth was the most important thing you could do, and some thought helping poor people was more important. Some were young and some were old, and lots of them were in between. But what made Norbert's church really different than all the other churches in the entire nation of Czechoslovakia, was that some people in his church believed in God and some did not. Some thought the Bible was really important, and some people thought that living a moral life, a just life, was more important. Norbert wanted to show that even though people in his church family believed different things, they still all belonged together. That even though they didn't think alike, they could still be one community. Norbert asked the people in his church to each bring in one flower from their garden or from a field they passed on their way to church. He had two children collect all the flowers in one big vase. And then he told everyone that the flowers represented how they were all different, yet they were all part of the same church family. He explained that being different doesn't mean they couldn't be together. Sometimes I think about all the Unitarian Universalist churches in our world, over 1,000 churches on 5 continents. In some churches, people speak French or Spanish or Portuguese. Some UU churches meet in buildings like these that look sort of like modern churches, but some meet in people's houses or in public libraries. In some churches, there's lots of singing, and in some, people dance almost the entire service. Some churches have 4 or 5 ministers, and some don't have any minister at all. There are Unitarian churches in the following countries: Argentina, Australia, Bolivia, Brazil, Burundi, Canada, the Congo, Cuba, the Czech Republic, Denmark, Finland, France, Germany, Great Britain, Hong Kong, Hungary, India, Indonesia, Italy, Japan, Kenya, New Mexico, not New Mexico, just regular Mexico. Also Mexico, New Mexico, but that's not a country. New Zealand, Nigeria, Norway, the Philippines, Romania, Poland, South Africa, Switzerland, and the Uganda. And sometimes I feel like, wow, Unitarian Universalism is so big. What could I possibly have in common with UUs in Bolivia or Uganda or Nigeria or even New Zealand? If I got to meet those fellow Unitarian Universalists, would we have anything to talk about? But then I remember Norbert's flower communion. We are all different flowers, different colors and shapes, and we believe lots of different things about the holy. But I'm proud that my free faith tradition, my Unitarian Universalism, is all over the world. UUs are creating justice and telling people that they have inherent worth and dignity on 5 continents. In all of these countries, people believe that searching for answers in community is more important than telling people what to believe, that the search is more important than conformity of faith. And we all believe that making the world a better place is the very best way that we can live out our faith, that we can show that we are Unitarians. Norbert Chopik died in the Dachau concentration camp during World War II. Nazi documents recovered afterwards said that he had a message that was not coherent with that of the Reich. But his wife, Maya, who was also a minister, brought flower communion to the United States. And today, in countries all over the world and all over this country, Unitarian Universalists are gathering flowers to remind them of unity in diversity.